This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Upon his power to the people, power to the Vox Populi. You know the translation of that. You're listening to DJV, by the way. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Jen had her birthday celebration last night, so she's hiccuping someplace, but it's not here. So the idea of being into the head of people, into people's heads and ideas, the voice of the people, Vox Populi, is what I've always tried to, whatever radio programs I was doing over the years, was always with the mindset, I want to know what the perspectives are of the people who are listening, or have to find people who will go on the air with me who have a different perspective from me so that we can share, because there are always different perspectives on various issues. Well, I shouldn't say all. That's a misstatement. Most of the time. How do you take something like the Queen's 65th anniversary as being the Queen? How do you do? There's only one take on that. That's that she's been there a long time. She's getting old, and she's done a pretty good job. 65 years. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. She was not supposed to be there in the first place because her uncle, King Edward, was supposed to be the ruler. But remember, he abdicated so he could marry that woman. What was her name?
Wallis Simpson.
Wallis Simpson, right. She was divorced.
Who sounded horrible.
Yeah, she was horrible. She was horrible looking, acting, whatever it was. He really fell for her, though. She had been through a couple of men and was a real, you know, she was just after whoever she could get after. And there are some men like that, and there's some women like that. Anyway, but he must have found a good spot because he stayed with her. And King George VI, was in place. She was 10. He served until he died of a heart attack in 1952. And she was on a trip to Kenya with her new husband, Prince Philip, when she got the call that she's going to be the queen. And so that's how it all started. She became queen at the age of 25. She's the longest reigning monarch in the history of England, which is really quite something special.
Yeah. I think Victoria was the reigning queen before that.
Yes.
I think she had like 62 years maybe something.
Yeah, right. Is Victoria the one who liked horses? I can't ever remember. She's the one who liked horses.
I think they kind of all do, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, probably. This is a.
Did you ever
another
watch
story.
All Go of
ahead.
The?
Oh, never mind.
Go ahead, Kara. What were you
I was
saying?
Ask, did you ever watch all of The Crown? Because it's cool hearing this story now. Because I feel like
watching
I,
the coronation. You mean?
No, The Crown.
No, the Crown
like the Netflix show that I know you had
oh.
started.
Oh,
watching.
Yeah. No, Meredith liked watching it, and I watched it with her a few times. I quite liked it, especially.
They're going to do season two.
Are they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's his face? It was very good. Lithgow. Fabulous.
Yes.
As Winston Churchill. He won the award, didn't he, at the SAG Awards? I think he did for that role.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she and she did, too, the woman who plays Elizabeth.
Yep. So,
very well done, yeah.
Elizabeth is now
90.
80, 91.
91.
So she lasts another 5 years. She'll have been on for 70 years, and they're already planning to celebrate her 70 years on the throne 5 years from now. But it's a good life. You know,
I mean,
she has a lot of worries, troubles her.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like she'll make it to 96. She's a tough old bird.
And the family, by the way, for those who don't know what the stipend is, the crown gets £63 million a year from the state. So they run their affairs, with the exception of Buckingham Palace, which is run in a different sort of national trust, whatever it is. But all of their estates, all their homes, all their castles, Windsor, for example.
But do you think that's enough?
63. That's a lot of money.
I think they're getting gypped a little.
Oh, yes. I think you're probably right about that. The British public loves the crown. We love it. Look at all the gossip. I mean, the television show is a perfect example of it. You know, people love that aspect of England. I quite do. By the way, there's no constitution in England. You know that, right? Everybody is subject to the Queen. You are a subject of the Queen's, and the Queen can do off with your head if she wants to. It would be difficult these days, but there's no kind. Nobody's protected with any rights or anything in England. You're all, that's what it means to be subject to the Queen, or subject, we are the subjects. If you talk to the people over there, we are British subjects. They don't call themselves British citizens, they call themselves British subjects, because they are subject to the ruling whims of the monarch and the monarchy, even though there's a constitutional, well, it's not a constitutional government, but they have a parliament, and it functions in that way as a representative form of government, but still, when it boils down to the brass tacks, they are subjects of the Queen. So there you go, boys and girls, another English lesson or a lesson in...
But you are right, though. Americans, I mean, we do have such a fascination with the royal family. I mean, when Princess Diana married Charles and then the death of Diana.
Oh, my God.
Sons, and
he thought the world was coming to an end when Diana got killed.
I know.
It was horrible, but it was...
It was, yeah. You know. And then even Prince William and Kate Middleton. I mean, that's like a modern-day fairy tale for us. You know, we love it.
They're all over the place. They seem like nice people, too.
Yeah.
All right. So we have our own sort of royalty here. Every time there's a new president elected, him or her, in whatever case it may be, and or the family. Look at all of the attention given to the Trumps and the Trump fashion empire. She gets booted out of a couple of stores. The Donald stuff. Remember a couple of years ago, his stuff was in Macy's, and they booted, threw it out when he said something. And I was thinking about some of the other celebrities. When Martha Stewart was convicted on charge of insider trading.
Yeah.
She was in...
She got kicked out of Kmart.
JCPenney's.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Right. So
it's not just political. It's just... No. It's a popularity thing.
Kathy Lee Gifford was in the... I think it was the late 90s, involved in a sweatshop scandal. Her clothing line got booted. Remember? She had a big...
Yep.
She made a lot of money with the children in Honduras making these things in their factories there, and they were getting 60 cents an hour or something, 11-hour days, and the kids are like teenagers or 12 years old or whatever it is. Paula
Deen, in fairness to her, I don't think she really knew.
No, she didn't know it.
Yeah,
she could have, but she didn't. It was convenient. But no, I think she probably didn't really know it, or didn't want to know it. Maybe that's the other side of it. And then there's Paula Deen, got booted out of Sears and Kmart and Penny's and Walgreens because she used the N-word. She's just not very bright. So anyway, I brought that up because there are these we have a strange way of dealing with the people that we put into positions of power. We love them and then we don't. We want them and then we don't.
Right.
We have them and then we wish we didn't have them.
Well, yeah, and we do that with celebrities too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, we love nothing more than tearing down Brad and Angelina. Everyone waiting for 8 years, waiting for the fall of Brad and Angelina. And, you know, and now everyone feels sorry for Brad or sorry for her. I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is about our...
I don't feel sorry for either one of them, but what I feel sorry for is the children and the scrutiny that they are coming under, which I think is unreasonable.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Is it just human nature or is it American nature?
No, it's human nature. I think it's very much a part. Look at all the attention that's focused on The Bachelor. For God's sake.
I watched that last night.
Of course you did. Yeah. Right.
I haven't seen it this season, but I don't know.
You know, I'm having a tough time with. I came home and it was late last night. We had a couple of committee meetings for a town meeting, which is tonight. That's the reason I'm staying here in the cold. Today is going to be miserable weather here. But I got home and I missed 24. again. So I haven't seen the first episode, I haven't seen the second episode, so I tried to go on Hulu and Netflix and stuff, and even though Bob hooked it all up, I couldn't figure out how to make it work. Whenever it was, we were playing with it over at Meredith's house, she'd always, you know, I'd say, okay, let me find it, and I couldn't find it. And she'd fiddle and push buttons and never know what button you're pushing, but sooner or later, you'd find what you were looking for. So I may need a lesson in that from you.
Well, you can probably get them both on your iPad from Fox.com. You can watch them on the plane.
Oh, okay. I'll do that tomorrow.
There you go. Problem solved.
That's why you're here.
Well,
Problem-solving Victoria is here on air with Doug, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington at 16 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Napa Know How!
You can start a car with a bad taillight. You can start a car with a busted radio. Heck, a car can start with an astonishing number of broken parts. But a bad battery? You're going nowhere. So go with the Napa Legend Battery. Now with up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. $20 back and a battery you can trust? No wonder they call it a legend. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the Dakota Pipeline is still in. I'm keeping up on this because it's important for everybody. I find it to be very important anyway. The Army Corps of Engineers that messed it up in the first place supposedly are on tap to make a decision maybe later this week on whether to grant that easement to the pipeline. And the easement is, the question comes on, where is the easement? It isn't whether they grant the easement. They're going to give them an easement. But do they give them an easement under the lake, or do they go further up about 40 miles and just put it under a narrow part of the river, which is what makes sense, although it'll cost more money to do it. It's safer in the long run.
What about going over the river in the narrow part?
They could do that, and through the woods to Grandma's house? Absolutely.
Well, you know.
Yeah. They would do that. And if they don't do it and decide to give them the easement, the Indians are going to take them to court anyway, and it'll be tied up for years and years and years and years.
Well, they deserve that, then.
If in their stupidity, let me not judge it until it happens. I just don't want, I would rather have this not. We have so much now where everybody's going to fight and fuss and spend a lot of money, taxpayer money and otherwise, to fight some of these things. Some of them we ought to fight, and some of them we ought not to fight. We should have been more. See, this is a lesson in what, you know, I'm not much on history. I'm not much, I don't know what the future brings. But I know it in the here and the now, when you look back a little bit, many of you ought to have been protesting more. Take a lesson from these people who are protesting now. And in the future, when you see whatever it is, if there's another Obama that comes on, you got to protest. You got to make a lot of noise. That's the only thing these people listen to, is pressure and noise. So let's see where we go with the pipeline. That was the bottom line of the conversation as we get started here. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I don't know what's in the stars. Never heard it from above. The world isn't ours, but I know what's in my heart. If you ain't mine, I'll be torn apart.
I'm beginning.
There's something about this guy that I find appealing. John Legend. I've just paid attention to him since he was in the movie with what's his face?
Oh, he's in La La Land, right?
Oh, yeah. And I like the way he played it. I like the movie, actually. Yesterday, Legend announced an extensive North American tour. It's called Darkness and Light, which kicks off in May, going to Miami, and then be across the country for a month and a half or so, ending in New Orleans on the 30th of June. He's going to be out there with Gallant. Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Gallant or Gallant?
I don't know. That's someone, that's a singer-songwriter I've never heard of.
Yeah. Do you know anything about him, Kara?
No, I don't. I've never heard of... I don't even think I've ever heard of Gallant Gallant.
Yeah.
Gallant or Gallant. All right, anyway. Tickets on the sale desk at 10 o'clock in the morning this Friday for John Legend. Has he got that kind of hooch? Is he really that popular that he can attract that kind of attention for a good
absolutely.
Concert tour?
I've seen him... I saw him on his two tours ago, and I saw him at the Apollo Theater here in New York City where I live, and he was just phenomenal. I never would have bought the tickets for myself. They were a gift. But I was so glad that I saw him in concert because he's so good. He really blew me away.
Really?
Yep.
With
absolutely.
His own stuff, or does he cover things?
No, it's all his own stuff. Yep, all his own stuff.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, he's doing half of the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack. Him and Ariana Grande are covering that Beyonce song. And, yeah. Okay.
He and Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I know. but no, you should listen to it because Ariana Grande sounds great, but he sounds amazing. Just so smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. We like that smooth. Speaking of smooth, Bob Marley is about as smooth as anybody in the music world, I think. And so if he hadn't doped himself up so much, he'd still be around. Today would be his 72nd birthday, as a matter of fact. And with that news, comes a batch of his live recordings that have been unearthed, laid dormant, and some of damaged, sitting in a hotel in London for 40 years. They've been restored, however. They're all those big reel-to-reel analog tapes that I used to work on when I was a young whippersnapper in the radio business, when there was one track, and you could edit it on a tape edit box. We used to have a razor blade and a yellow marker to mark the place on the table where you needed to edit. That's how we used to do it in the bad old days, girls. Now you do it on the computer. Anyway, so this comes, the new stuff is from his London and Paris concerts in the 70s. Joe Gatt recovered them. A friend evidently found them in a cardboard box in the old Kensal Rise Hotel where Marley actually lived. Isn't that surprising? I mean, he was doped up so much of the time, good God. But he knew how to do this. He knew how to do this stuff.
I always say, just hearing his voice, like, you just can't be in a bad mood.
No,
something
I like
about
it, yeah.
The tone of his voice.
Yep.
It's
absolutely
incredible.
I agree with you.
And he, just for the record, I mean, yes, he did smoke a lot of weed, but he died of melanoma. He died of skin cancer.
Yeah, right. It didn't kill him. That's wonder. You know,
oh, boy.
Well, never mind. I'll keep my comments to myself. That's probably better that way. So the recordings were made using the 24-track mobile studio the Rolling Stones had, but they'd been in water and they were a mess. But the really smart sound technicians that we have around now, Bob was telling me yesterday about Industrial Light and Magic up in San Francisco or in Sonoma County, somewhere up in the valley, and how much stuff you can do up there with the equipment that they have. It's amazing what you can retrieve, and I think that's where they probably did this work. Good. So it'll be nice to hear some new Bob Marley, I think, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eston with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How frustrating is it to be outside and calling your dog and the dog looks at you and just runs the other way? Teaching your pet to come when you call him, it's kind of like talking to the wind with some people. That's because they make a major mistake. When they're training the dog and the dog is doing something wrong, they'll call the dog to them. They'll say, hey, Fido, get over here. Hey, Fluffy, get over here. What did you do? Bad dog. Well, if every time I was called and my father, when I got there, yelled at me, chances are I wouldn't want to come either. Just make sure that every time you call your pet to you, whether it be a dog or a cat, doesn't make any difference, something positive follows, a good boy, a hug, a kiss, even a treat. And never call your dog or your cat to correct him. If your dog or cat is doing something wrong, go to them to make the correction. Because as I said, if you constantly call them and they get there and something bad's going to happen in their mind, as in my mind, why should they bother coming? It just doesn't make any sense. Always a hug and a kiss or a treat, and they'll respond, I promise. I'll more next time.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Minutes after the hour, working our way through what's going on that's worth conversation. This is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen had her birthday celebration. I mean, I actually have forgotten how old she is. Do you know how she is? Was she 37 yesterday?
I don't know.
Seems to me.
She's 25.
Yeah, that's what she'd have us believe.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of what to believe, are we safe? At U.S. airports, here's another one of those. Look out! The world is falling apart. Everything's terrible. My God, can you imagine? So the concern at America's airports, the vulnerability. I mean, come on. Most airports are 100 acres plus of runways and a 6-foot fence around them. Hello. You could drive a truck through the fence and blow up every plane at every airport in the country and in the world. So come on.
That's good. Give some crazy people some more ideas.
Well, you think I'm the first one who thought about that? Hello, how many different movies have you seen?
That's
Schwarzenegger and Stallone crashing through the fence. Go get those guys. Come on. So there's a certain amount of scrutiny that we have here because Kara's father works at on the airport tarmac at BWI. So she may have some insight into all the other 900,000 people that are working at the airports around the country that don't have to go through normal security, except at three airports, Miami, Orlando, and Atlanta. All of the employees there, and whatever they bring to work, lunch buckets, whatever, before they get into the airport, they have to go through screening, which is probably not a bad idea. There are other airports that sort of scatter the screening, the random picking of people, and that is not smart. I don't see that makes any sense at all. If you're going to do it at one airport, it's kind of like the TSA. There's one rule at one airport, and then there's another rule at another airport, and then there's another one at another. I mean, there's no sense to it. So, frankly, when I look at all of the hoopla that's been focused, these egomaniacs. I will tell you that I thought some of you who watch the CBS Evening News lose. Maybe that's Freudian slip. The CBS Evening News last night. Scott Pelley is really beginning to annoy me because he is one of these guys that thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and so he wants you to know that what he thinks is the way to look at things. And so he cast he referred to them as head-scratching comments. It's been a busy day, he started out last night, for presidential statements divorced from reality. That's his statement. That's his value judgment. That's him tweaking the public. Now, granted, he's got, the folks in the administration are giving a lot of ammunition. There's a lot of stuff that is being said. He said something yesterday in a speech to military leaders in Florida that media outlets have deliberately not reported incidents of terrorism. Huh? Anytime there's somebody who I don't...
Everybody gets labeled a terrorist. Before anyone even knows anything, they say it's a terrorist. That's crazy.
So, anyway, the reason that I say that is I would love to have a little more decorum, but the other side of it is it's not Scott Pelley's job to take a list of 78 incidents, supposedly, for which the news media didn't get adequate information. Why is... It's your job to ask the question. You go after the story. Anyway, when Trump says negative polls are fake news, he leaves himself a little open on that. But, there are a lot of people who support what he's doing, and those people deserve to have attention, too. But Pelley said, the president's fictitious claims, whether imaginary or fabricated, are worrying even his backers. There's not one state election official, Democratic or Republican, who supports some of his claims. Okay, so I know that there's a lot of hoopla and a lot of concern about what Donald Trump is doing and what he's saying. And I made the statement, I sort of coupled what Pelley said with a concern, and I'm not sure that this has been reported as it might be. And I'd ask you, Kara, again, whether there's a lot of attention given. Does your father see people with cameras, or are there those who are at the airport? Your father's one of the people in charge of the airport out in the – he's working in the field. Does he see people that are coming around to check up on things?
Well, yeah, this is not something I've ever talked to him in depth about, but it is interesting because I've never thought about it. I've never, made a big deal about it. If I'm flying somewhere, then it's nice. I normally fly out of BWI. It's really close to my parents' house, so I can leave my car there. They can drive me there. It's very easy. But, I'll go through my screening, and at BWI, it's fairly rigorous. You've got to take your coat off and your sweater off and your shoes off and go through. And I never thought anything about him just coming and hanging out with me in the back. He doesn't normally have a bag, so I don't know if they do screening for that. But, I don't think he has to go through any kind of metal detectors, any kind of, body searches or anything to come back. So it's very odd because I mean, people working at airports are just, I would say most of the time, normal people, but that doesn't mean that something can't happen. I don't know if they do background checks often or anything
they
like
do,
that.
They do, but they're supposed to, but this
do they
new
do
report...
It for, for TSA, or do they, you know, so it's only...
No, for these people that are working on the airport grounds.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, like I said, he does maintenance, so he is on the tarmac, and so he comes in from the tarmac. He's not going through the airport, so I don't know what the security
is. He's outside all the time, in other words.
Yeah, he's outside all the time, and so, you know, he's got his pass that he uses to come in, but I don't think...
Well, how much is he checked? I think that's the question.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I think because he's coming from outside and kind of coming in a smaller entrance, and he's friends with all those people outside,
I don't know
that he's being checked. That's kind of interesting when you think about it. You know, we're talking about travel bans, and so, I mean, this is an example, and you fly all the time, Doug, so I'm sure you see it all the time. When I went through BWI, I mentioned that the security was pretty rigorous. When I went through Seattle's airport, I mean, I was really confused because I went to go take off my shoes and everything. Everybody else was just walking through. Like, there was barely, I don't know.
Well, TSA, the TSA pre-screen, or whatever they call it, I don't take off anything. I go into the airport. Now it's down to me. When I go through LAX, which for me is much better airport than the Boston airport, I love LAX. I've got it down to a system, and I walk up to the TSA pre-check, get check, go in. 4 minutes is a lot of time for me to spend in the line and going through
I've never done a pre-check, and they still had very minimal, what I would call very minimal security. Yeah. So it's just interesting because, you know, we're talking about security and who can come into the country, and yet the regulations at different airports are completely, there's no standard.
That's the point of that's the point. The regulations are not consistent. The other thing is what you can see. I'm fascinated. Boston, when I go back tomorrow, I go into the same area, and I get on the plane in the same area, and, you know, I'm now getting it down to where I have, there's two flights that I like to take, and so I'm in there at about the same time. And going to the L.A. airport, you can walk by a great big picture window and see everything that's going on around the planes, out in the tarmac, and it's pretty fascinating. The kids love to stand there, and they just kind of watch as things are going on, but you can see where there are plenty of opportunities for people. You can get on the airport from way over on the other side, and off the 105. You can go through a couple of those restaurant places. I mean, there are fences there. But for example, when Trump was running down at Palm Beach, they put old school buses around the fence so people couldn't crash to get to the...
Well, Palm Beach plane. Airport, I've flown in and out of there a million times. I mean, that's really tiny. Yeah. So that's...
It's bigger now than it used to be, and it's now much more scrutinized because for the first time, I think this past weekend, Air Force One went in there.
Right.
With him going down for the weekend.
Yeah.
So they have people watching it all the time. Anyway, it's just... it's a very interesting reality. Thank you, Kara, for giving us that side of it. Before we pause here, we need to have you all understand that the Texas Rangers are on the trail, according to the governor of Texas, looking for Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey. Apparently, cameras following Robert Kraft captured Brady in the locker room telling Kraft, "Somebody stole my game jersey."
Well, I didn't. The jersey, I put it in my bag, and then I came out, and it wasn't there anymore. So it's unfortunate, because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. So if it shows up on eBay somewhere, someone let me know. I'll try to track that down.
Houston Police.
That's long gone.
Saying that the Major Offender Division is working on the NFL security tapes to see whether, and the state agencies are on it, the local police are on it, everybody's on it, trying to find Brady's jersey.
Wow.
Even the lieutenant governor get in, asking the Texas Rangers to go look for Brady's jersey. So some of the suspects, his teammates, coaches, people in his family, let's arrest his mother for stealing his jacket and his jersey. News media, I think that's where, or maybe somebody in the law enforcement got in there. to help themselves. I mean, it is a valuable piece of memorabilia, for sure.
Well, even just people who work in the actual stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they have access to the locker room, you know, I mean, all the chaos and all the people who are in there, it's hard to keep everybody out. So, yeah.
TV report up next. The Kremlin's after Fox News. We'll find out why after this.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Okay, television, before we get to the Kremlin story, I'm watching Tom Brady as he, I'm still in Boston for another day, and the city has declared a holiday, a citywide holiday today, for anybody who wants to come to the parade. Good luck. The duck boats are going to be out. Have you ever taken a ride in a duck boat? They're a lot of fun.
No, but my parents did a few years ago, and they loved it. Yeah,
a lot of fun. Anyway, so the mayor of Boston has encouraged people who are running businesses to give the employees at their businesses the day off to come to the duck boat parade, which starts late this morning. A lot of pictures on Instagram, a lot of people following this. There's an ice storm coming through. Probably early afternoon until afternoon rush hour, and it's going to turn to rain. So I just see the duck boat sliding into the Charles River or something.
Oh, boy.
All these people on it. So anyway, that's part of the hoopla of what's going on. It's a citywide holiday. Hooray! Meanwhile...
Well, what other cities do shut down. Remember, we were supposed to have a meeting with our friends in Cleveland around when the Cavaliers won and the whole city was shut down. We couldn't even do a conference call.
I know. I remember that. Yeah.
It's
the
crazy.
Kremlin is upset with Bill O'Reilly. That's got to be a height of his career. O'Reilly asked the president about Putin calling him a killer in that interview that aired before the Super Bowl the other night. And so Trump says, a lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. What, you think our country is so innocent? And that's something, frankly, I have some sympathy for that thought. But anyway, that's not the story. The story is that O'Reilly's number is with a bullseye. His picture with a bullseye on the wall of the Kremlin. They want him to apologize. They want Fox to apologize for calling him an offensive name. Huh? What are you talking about? Putin is a killer. So do I have to apologize? You think they're going to call me? I don't think so. 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time to talk about your success and keys to success, your beliefs, your values. Uri Geller, who is my pal, has done lots of things in his life. You know, I just came across, he joins us from his home in Israel. The books, I don't know what made me fall. I was looking through my library for a particular book, and I found a couple of your books that I haven't looked at for a long time. The book Sean, which was a novel, as I recall, that you wrote, God, how long ago did you...
About 40 years ago, Doug.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, that long. And it's changed names. At first it was called Pampini, then I changed the name to Sean. But it's very interesting because at those times, UFOs and extraterrestrial visitations to our planet were kind of very fictional and fantasies. But now, the novel is about an extraterrestrial that falls onto planet Earth and what happens to him. But now with the release of the CIA secret documents, there are so many reports of UFOs that are very, very credible. And the fact that the CIA, by the way, you all know hopefully by now that a major part of my experiments with the CIA was released, especially the telepathical tests that I underwent under laboratory-controlled conditions. But among all those papers were hundreds of thousands of UFO reports, and a lot of it have been eradicated, meaning there were black marked lines across the words, which means that the CIA still keeps a lot of things top secret.
They
and
call
do
that,
not want...
They call that redacting. They take things out that
redacting.
You don't want people to know or see, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So there are a lot of incidences and occurrences. Maybe the CIA know much more than we do about visitations from, you know, outer space.
Yeah.
And that's why they have decided to keep it secret, because I have a feeling that if humanity will know that there are actually tangible extraterrestrial forces out there, we really don't know their intentions. Are they good or are they bad?
Well, it sort of focuses, if you can fast forward a little bit. Remember the old song when we were kids in the year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive? You remember that song? Story.
Of course, of course. And then you have David Bowie's song, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so... thinking about all the news this week regarding robots and also intelligent artificial intelligence, robots and computers outthinking people, and perhaps in the next 1,000 years or maybe even sooner than that, next 100 to 300-400 years, these computers will be smart enough to be smarter than we are, and if they feel that we are threatened by them, they'll figure out a way to get rid of us. Which I find fascinating.
Yeah, well, there are quite a few movies about this subject. One of them, it's my favorite film, 2001: Space Odyssey,
yep.
Written by Arthur C. Clarke, and where a computer called HAL takes over a spaceship, and the whole drama is to shut down the computer before it destroys the astronauts aboard. But
yep.
Having said that, Doug, going back to my experiments in 1973 in Palo Alto, Stanford Research Institute, which was obviously financed by the CIA and the American Defense Department, already then I knew about computers that were artificial intelligence in the basement of SRI, Stanford Research Institute. And in one of the experiments where I believe I was asked to levitate a 1 gram weight off an electronical scale, suddenly the alarm bells all over Stanford started ringing and everybody was running around. They didn't know what it was. And what it was is that this is kind of, you know, to the best of my recollection, this is what I was told, that while I was doing that exercise, exerting the power of the mind, some of the artificial intelligence data was erased from that computer that was deep in the basement of Stanford Research Institute. So the human mind is very powerful, Doug,
yeah.
And I doubt that computers will be able to kind of outreach us or outwin us, and that's only my opinion.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.